always remember, you are living your life not tuning a piano. Is that motivating?
No, but it is very factual.
He doesn't like basil or cilantro. Michael J. Hart IV.
I'll give it a purple ribbon.
He's 80% sure his blood type is B negative. Michael J. Hart IV.
Also a purple ribbon. Good. Okay. Yeah.
Welcome to our computer radio show, the Differentiated Business Podcast with Michael J. Hart IV and Theodore J. Heron I. No man steps in the same crick twice. Do you think you know what that means? Think about it. Focus on that.
I think I know what that means.
Does it motivate you?
Do you find
it motivating, yes or no?
No.
For as long as I can remember, we've wanted to do a stunt that we named Motivational Speaker. We'd install a speaker in a public space, just a black speaker box.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you would see in a dorm room in 1996.
Yep.
Just a black speaker box. And we would put it in a public space where people were walking by, maybe at the noon hour. And then we would broadcast motivational sayings through the speaker.
Right.
And it would be called the Motivational Speaker.
It makes total sense. And we have been talking about it for a long, long time.
How many years? Do you remember pitching that the first time?
I bet it's been 9.
9 years ago, this very
moment.
Afternoon.
They were overwhelmed.
But they never did it.
They said no.
Be aware of the unimagined. Focus on that. Think about it. Does it motivate you, yes or no?
Yes.
So the question today that I would like to ask, first of all, unfocus on mindfulness. Are you?
Right now, am I unfocused?
Unfocus on mindfulness. Is it motivating? Is that motivating?
Somewhat.
Okay. I'm going to mark that down as a red ribbon.
Okay.
But we finally decided after 4 no's that we would just do it ourselves.
Yep. We did it.
So we installed a motivational speaker a couple weeks ago. Was it 2 weeks ago? We hid in a car near the speaker, and our friend Jonathan Burns spoke motivational sayings into a microphone that were broadcast through the speaker.
And we took all that positive energy and we just put it out into the ether. We put it out there.
Eventually, after presenting an idea so many times, is it okay to just do it yourself? And how many times do you have to fail before you can just give up?
I don't think there's... first off, I don't think there's any right number of times to fail. As many as it takes. I'll just say as many as it takes. But for the ideas that we love, that we pitch out there in the world and people say no to, I think we reserve the right at any moment to bring them to life ourselves.
I want to know, what about this idea, though? Motivational speaker. Why didn't we just give up on it? I'm curious. Makes an idea, what gives it legs and staying power, and what keeps it alive? Why didn't we just give up on it? Why was it this idea?
If there's an idea we just love, like down in our guts, we like, this is a great idea. We love it. It's okay if someone else doesn't love it. But if it gets to that point for us, it's probably going to hang with us a while. And even if someone outside our walls says no, no matter how many times, it's going to stay with us. And it's likely that some version of it will emerge in the world at some point.
What is the last thing on your mind?
The last thing on my mind right now.
I want you to focus on it.
But the way you're saying it, though, you mean like it probably wasn't on my mind.
Yeah,
because it's the furthest thing from on my mind.
What is the last thing on your mind? Focus on that.
Okay.
Does that motivate you?
No.
Check one, check two. All right.
Are you prepared for this? Are you ready for this?
I can't answer that until I know what it is.
We've been talking about how many times do you do something before you give up on it? You know, we were talking about the motivational speaker idea.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
How many times do we do it before we give up on it and all that kind of thing? Yeah. All that sort of deal? That kind of deal? Are you ready here and now to do your sports goal live on the podcast? Now, there has been a trend. I don't know if you've noticed this, but you've heard of like YouTube dunkers or YouTube golfers, or there's all this, there's a YouTube sports trend. There's actually a podcast push-up trend where podcasters are doing push-ups. Oh, I didn't know this, but this is widespread. Podcasters will just stop talking. They'll see how many push-ups they can do in a row.
Just like that.
Yeah. September is sports month at Fresh Produce.
Yeah.
Your sports goal was to do 32 push-ups. You've been working out?
I've been trying.
You've been throwing some weights around? You've been throwing some iron around?
Just my body weight. Now, I'm going to be honest. I haven't done 32.
What's the highest total you've hit so far? 18. Have you done 18 yet?
Yes.
I think you'll get to at least 23 because now you don't have your wallet in. You're taking the advertise off. All right, so I'm painting the picture. Michael Hart IV has gotten down to the studio floor, and he is getting ready. He's just shaking his hands out. He's going to do some push-ups. I'm going to count them off. Here we go. Here's one, two, three. Looking good so far. Four, five. Looking strong. Six, very strong. Seven, eight. Feeling good. Nine, very quick. 10, 11. 12, 13, he's doing good. 14, 15, 16, keep him going. 17, 18, 19, 20. Okay, he's on his knee now. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29. Two more. 32, 33? He did 33. Wow. His face is bright red. He's in his business shirt. What's going through your mind right now?
I'm recovering. But hey, a sense of success.
Yeah.
Kind of.
I'm going to feel that.
You did it, man.
Yeah.
Sports month.
Well,
podcast push-up challenge.
Accepted.